Mayong adlaw ng kabiyanan, nagabalik naman yung alagad sa sulod ng 5 minutos. Actually, mabalik kita yapon sa ining 7 seals, ining libro, ining scroll nga may 7 kapatin nga wala sa makabasa. And John cried because of that. But the angel said, don't cry because the lion out of the tribe of Judah from the root of David is able to open the scroll and tell us about what is the content. And it's the Lord Jesus Christ, the lion of Judah from the root of David. Ang aton ginoo sa Kristo, kag siya lang na ang worthy actually nga maka-open. And so the book of Revelation is with us because the Lord opened it and revealed it to us. So anyway, ang reveal niya, atuloy ko natawon na 7 seals nga after sa Revelation chapter 3, after the church age, kag ari na kita makabiyanan sa bibi sa katapusan sining Laodicean church, and just in, you know, a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, we will be gone. Right now as we see the signs, you know, ginambal sa Ginoo, maabot siya. Pag-abot niya, ang mabulos directly si Antichrist, 3.5 years as fulfillment of Daniel chapter 2. Kag andin sa tunga-tunga, ma-attack ang Russia. You read Ezekiel 38 and 39, kay bangod nga gutuman sila, kay hindi sila mag-submit sa Antichrist. And then, duha man ang choice mo, submit or make war. So, ang Third World War agadiyaya, ang Russia agadiyaya ang mag-attack, and right there in the book of Ezekiel 38 and 39, ang ila-attack, actually, ang timing sa ila-attack, you just read there, because silindri they will attack when Israel is at peace. Kaya pungwaon nila ang ilang mga borders. Pero pamangkot, saan una tabo na naging kuwa sa Israel ang ilang border? Hasta subong. I will show you in the picture about sa ilang mga borders, sa mga dlako kayo, sa mga walls na ilagin himo. Pero that will be taken down. Because the Antichrist will come and will promise them peace. So I believe in the coming future, in the near future, masolve ng problema sa mga Muslim kag sang Hudiyo, kay actually they will understand each other and they will have peace. And by the time that they have peace, when they have no longer borders, silindira, Russia will attack. So the timing of the attack will be in the future. Kaya kung mag-look back ito sa history, may mga nanatabo nga nag-attack ang Russia at olibo. Sa anong time yung nag-attack ang Russia, upod yan ang mga allies siya ginambal yun sa Ezekiel 38 verse 5. Ang Libya, ang Iran, ang Ethiopia, ang Gomer o Turkey. Ginambal yun na, asa subong abo mo na Japan ang iyong mga allies. Wala pa nanatabo sa history ta, not even in the past. So Ezekiel 38 and 39 is still future. And even ining natawag naton nga pag-ataki, sang paghimo sa Israel sa ilang border, ay wala nila makuha ining ilang mga walls, no, since the day nga ginabawi nila ang Israel to this day. But it will be taken down. Kag ang Russia will attack when the time when Israel will feel at peace. And then war will escalate. Hasta nga ang Russia, according to Ezekiel 39, madula ganyan sa mapa eh, because God will send fire to Magog. Kag madula ang Russia sa mapa. Then, immobilize ni Antichrist, you know, ang Western world, ang China, ma-attack sila, and they will meet in the Megiddo Valley. You can read it in Revelation chapter 19. That's the time when the Lord Jesus Christ will return and we will see them. We will be there. The Lord will be riding in a white horse with red vesture. Kita tara, nagasakay man sa kabayo, nga puti. Puti man atong panapton, and we can see what's gonna happen. But it's the Lord that will wipe them all, and the birds from the air will eat all of them. And then there will be a start with the 1,000 years of the Lord Jesus Christ with us, to reign with Him for 1,000 years and then forever. What a blessed hope. So, te ano delikado ang book of Revelation? Kulbaan ka? It offers more hope than fear. Hope in Jesus Christ. If you have Him, if your name is written in the book of life, you will be with the Lord forever. God bless you.